wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. The three Marys, which one is yours? The Holy Word of God, the Bible, declares there was one supernatural birth of a boy being born of a virgin woman. The Old Testament declares him as the Messiah to Israel and the Savior for the world, saying, "The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. And the New Testament reveals that that virgin became the mother of Jesus while yet a virgin, having never known man. For her conception was by the Holy Spirit of God, a miracle never before and never after. So this matter of a virgin-born Savior involves both the Old and the New Testament scriptures. If it is false, then the Bible cannot be the Word of God, for God cannot lie. And we have no Savior and no hope. So Satan sets out to deny the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he brings forth two of his Marys. For Mary number one, the devil uses the modernists and the infidels as his faithful servants. They call it impossible for a virgin to have a son. It is naturally impossible, and since they have no miracle-working God, they scoff at the Bible record, and then they fashion their Mary. She was a Jewish woman in Palestine, and the Roman government had some German soldiers policing Judea, and their Mary got with a German soldier. Germans often have blue eyes, and she had a son with blue eyes. So their Mary was a harlot, and her son was a blue-eyed son of a German whoremonger. It is easy to see that their Mary came from the pit of immorality and was clothed with the filthy garments of their devilish, godless infidelity. And in their folly, they think that for them to bring out their Mary will destroy the Mary of the Bible. That is just like King Herod, thinking that since his death axe slew all the babies of Bethlehem, it must have killed God's son, Jesus our Lord. But God has had his son safely hid in Egypt. And neither is their son of their Mary, the Bible Jesus, for Jesus did not have blue eyes. Real Jews do not have blue eyes. And Jesus was so manifestly the son of Abraham that when the Samaritan woman saw him, she said, "How is it that thou, being a Jew?" Jesus of Nazareth was a full-blooded son of Abraham with all the marks of a real Jew. He had no German-blooded blue eyes. So one thing is sure, the infidel's Mary with her blue-eyed son could not be the Bible Mary and her son Jesus. So now we pass on to Mary number two. In her, the devil aims at deceiving the religious people, and so he uses the largest religious organization, the Roman Catholic Church. What about their Mary? Yes, she was a virgin, they say, and they acknowledge the miraculous birth of her son. That sounds so good, even some Christians are deceived. Then that big church deified their Mary as a goddess to be prayed to and to be worshipped with images of her and gifts to her. And in return for such homage, she will obtain mercy and forgiveness from God for her people. But the Bible declares there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. One mediator, not two. The man Christ Jesus, not the woman Mary. The Bible reveals that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that has risen from the dead and gone bodily into heaven. So Rome uses her Mary to rob the Son of God of his unique glory, as they teach their members that their Mary also rose bodily out of death and went bodily into heaven, with not a line of history to support their theory, and the Bible denying it, yet they say it must be so, because no one can find her tomb, believe it or not. In all this, the devil tries to make Rome's Mary the same person as the Bible Mary. Let this settle that once for all. If you saw one woman with her seven children, and all were her own born children, And then you saw a woman that looked a little like the first, but she had only one child. You would know they cannot be the same person. The Roman Catholic Church teaches that their Mary never in all her life was a wife to any man. And even when Joseph took her as his wife, she refused to be a wife to him for some 20 years of their married life. That might make their Mary a model to obtain their nuns. But any woman that would be married to a man and eat at his table and be cared for by him and then always refuse to be a wife to him, such a woman is a disgrace to true womanhood and is worthy only of scorn and not even respect. But the Bible Mary, while no man knew her as his wife before the birth of her son Jesus, yet after his birth, she was such a true and devoted wife to Joseph, her husband, that she bare him four sons, named in the Bible, James, Joseph, Judah, and Simon, and two daughters. So she had a total of seven children, and six of them had Joseph, her husband, as their father. So the devil's two counterfeit Marys do not deceive us, for they are not the Bible Mary, and the son of their Mary is not Jesus our Savior. So now we will consider the third Mary, so uniquely different she experienced as being the mother of our Lord, what no one else did or will experience. The Jews scorn the Bible Mary and her son Jesus. How strange, since their great prophet Isaiah spoke of her as being God's sign to his people Israel. They have never found another virgin that bore a son. Why then should they reject their only Savior, Jesus the Christ, the son of the Virgin Mary? The Bible Mary was a humble woman. She referred to herself as one of low estate. That she was a pure virgin is certified to us not by a fisherman, John, nor a tax gatherer, Matthew, but by a doctor, Dr. Luke, as he describes the event of the birth of Jesus and attributes his generation entirely to the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible speaks of our Savior as God sent forth his Son born of a woman, a real woman, Mary his mother. Jesus is the Son of Man, but not the son of a man. Millions of people are born Protestants, but they're not Christians. Millions are born Catholics, and they're not Christians. And millions are born Jews, and they're not Christians. To become a Christian, you must be born again, as our Lord Jesus Christ taught us. Now, some Protestants, I do not say Christians, say that Jesus never called Mary mother, but woman. No wonder I do not call them Christians, for if they mean that she was not his real mother, then we have no Savior. The Bible states she brought forth her firstborn son. And again we read, Mary his mother. And in Psalms 22 and Psalm 69, our Lord speaks of Mary three times as my mother, my mother, my mother. And that when speaking to God his Father. Surely then all generations shall call Mary blessed, and every real Christian, because he is a Christian, will highly esteem her as Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ our Lord. Mary was a woman of few words, but after observing her son for 30 years, she spoke these seven words, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." With these words, she points all of us to her son, Jesus Christ, and she calls upon us all to obey his words. What then did Jesus tell us to do? As he began to preach, his first word was, "Repent." And he warned us, "Except ye repent, ye shall all perish." He came from heaven to save us. He did not set up any confessional, nor did he issue any indulgences to sin. But he came to call sinners to repentance. Whether Jews, Catholics, or Protestants, we are all sinners, and we must each one repent of his sins. Have you repented of your sins? I have of mine. How about you? Mary doesn't want you to pray to her to get Jesus to have mercy on you, but she wants you to do what Jesus said, repent, and he will show you mercy. The second thing Jesus said was, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I saw a photograph of a Roman Catholic church in South America, and engraven in stone over the entrance were these words, "Come to Mary, and she will give you rest." There Mary robs the Lord Jesus of his glory, for he alone can give soul rest to heavy-laden sinners. The Bible, Mary, never called sinners to herself, but she directed them to Jesus. She did not die for our sins, and her blood could not cleanse us, but only the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can cleanse us from our sins. Neighbor, you need life, eternal life. You need peace, peace with God. You need salvation. You need Jesus, the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. For of him alone, the Bible says, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. And he himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Truly, the Lord Jesus Christ is the answer to our every need. And the third thing Jesus told us to do was follow thou me. It will mean to forsake all to follow him, to turn your back on the world with its lust of the flesh, its lust of the eyes, and its pride of life. It will be the death blow to all your plans and vain ambitions, yes, and to turn away from your church too. For if it sets up the devil's Mary, robbing our Lord Jesus of his glory, you must separate yourself from it if you will follow Jesus. All must go if we will do as Jesus said, follow thou me. And of those who follow him, our Lord said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. This is a sure and certain and eternal salvation that we have in Jesus our Lord. But remember, it is only found by doing what he said we must do. Repent of our sins, come to him for rest and salvation, and follow him, forsaking all others for his sake. Neighbor, if you will do this, Mary will be so happy that she so directed you to her Savior to be your Savior too. By her words, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.